Hey everybody, this is your girl Tanya at Florida Girl FM. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. This here episode is based on change. I know right now with the pandemic going on and everything and all this violence and hate that's going on, it's kind of hard to focus on change. But that's the thing. Change is coming. I feel it. Even though we're working through Black Lives That Matter, even though we're working through all this police brutality, I feel that change is coming. And it's coming soon because I see that we are being heard, we are being seen, and I feel it. Okay, so let's talk about it, let's be about it, let's do it. And if we put all our voices together and be loud and say it proud with all that is going on with social media, these phone cameras, we can see change. But not only shall we say change in the world, but we also should start change with ourselves. We also should start change at home, because that's where it counts the most, and that's where it all starts, at home. All right, so let's talk about it. Hey everybody, I hope everybody is doing very well out there, keeping safe, keeping healthy, and sticking to their goals and plans for 2021. Like me, I've been working very hard towards it, and it's a challenge. Change is a challenge. I never knew that change would be so challenging as it is. Over time, I have been reaching for my goals and reaching for my transition of becoming a better person, a better mom, a better provider for my kids. And it's challenging, especially when you're trying to budget your finances, get into that beautiful home that you always wanted. And nobody ever told me that it would be easy, but nobody ever told me that it would come quickly. So I never put my mindset on that it would be easy. But a lot of people make it seem as it's easy. Oh, it's nothing. Oh, it's nothing. But never believe that. So I would say this. When you hear the word change, or you're setting yourself to change, never put it in your mind that it's going to be easy as it seems. Always know that it's going to be a challenge, and it's going to be some obstacles that you will have to go through. Now, with that, it's a lot of obstacles that you have to go through to get yourself to that goal that you're going to. That's why it's called a goal. It's things that you will have to go to get there. It's some roads that you have to go down to reach where you're trying to get. And it's okay. It's okay. Because it's never going to come easy. So with that said, of course you have to make sure you pay everything on time, budget your money right, cut out some great things that you want to do, like on those favorite trips, eat at those favorite restaurants that you want to go to. You have to be selfish. You have to be obedient. You have to challenge yourself by saying, I don't need the ice cream today. I don't need those red heels that look so cute that's in the window. And as my friend called it, just window shop. I told her it's never easy to window shop when you're the type of person that you want to spend, spend, spend. And that's my problem. And that's what makes it hard for me to save money, because window shopping to me is very hard. I'm not good with money. I'm not good with math. And those things are challenging for me. My goal is to save money because I want that house. And if I want it bad enough, guess what I have to be? I have to be obedient to my budget. And so do you? I'm not going to say that I'm the best at change because I'm not. But it's a couple of things that I have been practicing and I have been finding out. I do Google a lot of things. I'm a Google queen. I'm not going to even lie. I do research on everything. Over the years, I have been trying to find other ways of doing my income tax. Yes. I'm the income tax queen. I wait till that time comes around and I try to put things up. Or I try to take care of these big bills. I know it's a no-no. A lot of people tell me that, oh, that's a no-no. You don't take, you know, that money and you pay off all this stuff. But being a single mom and struggling throughout the years and getting behind in certain bills, I have to do that because it helps me to catch up on things. Like, for instance, this year, I tried something different. I took my income tax and I paid off all my credit cards. I caught up on my car note. I also caught up on other little bills and took care of them. So right now all my bills are taken care of. And yes, it took my whole income tax. Also, we got stimulus checks. If anyone got their stimulus check, I'm pretty sure that you guys took care of your bills. I'm hoping that's what you guys did with it. If you spent it in yourself and you already had bills taken care of, hurrah, hooray for you, yay for you. That's a good thing too, because that's what the money was for. It was not for, just to, you know, it was for us to spend to put it back into the economy. But if you did put it away, that's a good thing too, because, right now some of us are jobless. Some of us are struggling, and also if you help someone with that money, that was beautiful. I thank you. You're such a good civilian, and you will get your blessings back in a way. And from what I'm hearing, we will be getting more stimulus money, hopefully. Don't go off of what I said, because I look at the news just like you do, and I pray and hope that what I see on the news or on social media or on Google is so true. But that's what they say is in the air. Let's pray for it. Let's pray on it. Because people like me that work every day and try to budget themselves and that are trying to stay above water, it's kind of hard. And that's what my change is about. Not only changing that, I'm also trying to change other things that goes on in my life. And I'm trying to get back into the church so I can change my way of thinking, my way of life. Far as I've had an episode, I don't know if you guys heard it. It's on body. If you haven't, please go and listen to that. It's about your health. It's about a different ways of dieting and stuff. Also, I had other episodes on, you know, previously from last year, the year before last, on different ways of, you know, getting things done far as changing. All my episodes are based on change and trying to do new things in the new year. But you guys, we do need to change, because there's a lot going on right now during the pandemic. And with COVID around, we do need to take care of ourselves. Being that finances right now seem to be the biggest problem, just as well as health and whatnot. Also, I know it's a lot of mental health going on. That has to do with change too, because I feel like if we change our surrounding, we change the people that we'll be around. We also change the stress, which sometimes some of the stress is coming from finances. People are out of work. They don't know what to do with themselves. They don't know where their next meal is coming from. They don't know if they're going to be evicted or if they're going to be able to have their car and pay their car notes. It seems like I would think that they will put a hold on the evictions. They will put a hold on, the student loans. They will put a hold on a lot of things, but they don't, because like us, they need their money too to keep things going, and I get that. But it's like we have to take a step back, breathe, release, and gather our minds and try to look forward to, like, try to make a change and try to sort things out. And the way I deal with it, because right now, me being, I wouldn't say depressed, I would say more of like anxiety. I have my outbursts and I've been going through my things that I've been going through. It's due to like a lot of stress. I do find myself like sleeping a lot. That's why I haven't been recording. I do find myself trying to think. Lately, I've been handling it by having a craft night with friends where we get together on a day of the week. Sometimes it's Monday. Sorry, guys. I'm moving around a lot because I can't sit still because the way I'm sitting is uncomfortable. We have a craft night that we sit around and we do crafts and we talk about things. One of my friends, I'm not going to mention her name, she lost her mother recently to COVID, and it's hard on her. So being that is adding to the pile of things. So I'm helping her, and it's hard because I have my mom still, but I can imagine what she's going through. Because if I would lost my mom to something so hard like that, it would hurt deeply, you know. And I don't know all the details to it, but sometimes she has her moment and she starts breaking down and she starts talking about it and she shares with us what's going on. But we allow her to share as much as she wants to share. And if she doesn't want to share, we don't, you know, we don't amp it on, because we try to, like, you know, limit it to how much she wants to go into it. But anyhow, and it's, I mean, these 2 years have been very hard on us as Americans, as people, as human, you know. And like I had to say it to her, she's like, why is it that they take all, why do God take all the good people? And I had to, and it came to me, and I'm not gonna say it just came to me, I'm gonna say God gave me these words to tell her, that he takes the good ones because hell is actually here on earth. And he takes his good people because they've done the job that they were supposed to be sent here to do. So he's taking his good people with him to a better place so that they have no more stress, so they can rest, and so that they have done the job that he sent them here for. Now, the people that are still here are suffering and they are going through it. So those people who are suffering, they are trying to get and win their way into heaven. So they have to change. And that's why I say change is good. But you have to change for self. You can't change for anyone else, because it ain't going to work if you're changing for someone else. You're changing because you're changing for that man. You're changing because you're changing for that woman. You're changing because you're changing for what this person wants out of you. Or you're changing for that employee or that employer. You have to change for yourself, because it only works when you do it within. Because it sticks a little harder. Because it's something you wanted to do. It's something that you strive to do. And it only works when you do it. Because you're happy. You have to make self happy. And that's why I promote that self happiness. Because when self is happy with itself, it works. Because nobody else can make you happy but yourself. Because I can do a trillion things to make you happy, but if it's something that you don't want, it won't work. Because I can't keep doing things and not knowing that, you know, you want this. And I may not do it exactly how you want me to do it to make you happy. So you have to do it yourself. So that's where self-happiness comes in. Self-love comes in. Self, you know, that self is what it is. So being that you have to change self, that's what makes it better. So therefore, being that I'm not in a relationship and I'm waiting to change myself and get myself on a level of better so that I could see clearly and get myself financially in a better place, get my self-love going here so that I can understand who Tanya is, I don't see myself being in a relationship until self can love itself. You get what I'm saying? Do you see where I'm going with this? So that's why I tell people, when you're getting out of a relationship, you need to change yourself first. Get yourself on a better level, and then you'll understand yourself a little bit better. So when you get into that relationship, you know exactly what you want out of a relationship so that you can love on yourself and you can love that person. Because if you can't love yourself, how are you going to get someone else to love you? You know? And then on top of that, you'll know what you want out of that relationship. Because when somebody asks you that question, what do you love about yourself? Then, you know, you can answer that. And then you will know what you want that person to love for you, you know. So let's do this. Let's change. Let's get our finances back on track. Let's get that credit score back up there. Let's go out and find a job. I know it's hard to leave that unemployment because I know it's so good right now. But I'm pretty sure they're not going to drop you that easy, even though the government will. But you got to be on that job for a good little minute. If you read the guidelines right, I'm pretty sure you will still get that unemployment up into a certain amount of months of being on that job. Because I noticed that on the news, it has been saying a lot of small businesses need employees, but a lot of people turning away or not in that line for to be employed. They are in the unemployment line. Let's get out of the unemployment line. Let's go and get us something that's going to be consistent. Let's get us a job that has benefits that are going to, you can make more money when you have that, because now you have a tax return and you have all this stuff like that, and you're helping to put back into the community. You know, when you don't, this business is going to shut down and now the community is going to struggle and suffer. You know, so if you're in that unemployment line, let's get out of that unemployment line and let's get us into a job. Because I've been watching the news and a lot of small businesses that need you and need employees are suffering because they have to close their doors. They have the money and the income coming in, but they need the employee. The employees, I mean, it's ridiculous, you know. And one employer said that they had to only open up from Tuesdays to Fridays because they don't even have employees to keep open Monday through Sunday, you know, because it's just her and her mom cooking and working the front end. They don't even have anybody to cook and they don't have no servers, and they're having to close their doors because they don't have enough people to keep the customers, and the customers having to come up and, you know, they want to spend their money, but they don't have anybody to, you know, help serve and, you know, to do anything. So they're kind of suffering because they're, you know, out of luck. And they've had a couple of interviews and people are telling them they'd rather stay on unemployment because they'll make more money instead of taking on a job. So I don't know if it's because they have to change their, you know, pay rate or what have you. But they said they'd rather make money at home than to, you know, walk into a building and make a job and make a check, you know. So it's like we're getting lazy with the pandemic, and it's not cool. It's not cool at all. I go to work every day. I'd rather have my check than sit home and collect unemployment. I'm not going to even lie. I've done it before, and it's very irritating having to report every week what I haven't done. You know, having to sign in and log in and sometimes can't log in. It's frustrating. So to keep up with that, it's like ridiculous. So let's do the right thing, guys. Let's get these businesses back rolling. Let's do this change. And when I say change from home, that's where it starts at. Then it goes out into the community. And then with the violence that's going on in this world, guys, let's wear the mask. Let's do this. Let's keep the racists down, the racism. I see it every day. You may not feel like it's racism. I do. Let's keep the Karens. Let's calm down. I know pandemic is driving us insane and crazy. I understand that. That's where the change comes, because I feel like with the pandemic is bringing out the violence in all of us. We're out here killing each other. We're killing our own races. Our own race. We're out here. It's not funny. It's just I'm messing up my words here. But we're killing our own race. We're killing each other. We're out here killing other races. The Asians, I feel bad for them. They never did anything. They come over here trying to live a better life. They're getting killed for being who they are, but with their beliefs. And half of the stuff that is here, they're the reason for it. The blacks, all of the stuff that's here, we've bought here, and we're getting killed, and it's tucking from us. I'm just speaking on how I feel. Black history, I didn't get a chance to speak on it. I was kind of upset because a lot of it, as a black person, a black woman, some of it I never knew about because I was never taught in school about it, because it wasn't allowed to be taught. So I was kind of upset about that. So me learning a lot of things, it made me upset that I couldn't speak on it. But I'm still learning, and I'm teaching my kids about it so that they would know. And I'm going to teach my grandkids about it and their children about it so that it can keep going. So Juneth is my new celebration that I will be celebrating. I never really celebrated 4th of July. You never catch me on Facebook. You never caught me on Facebook saying happy 4th of July. I never dressed up for barbecues. I will only go for the food. But hey, it is what it is, but we have to change it. And change, like I said, is coming. I see it. I pray for it. And I ask that all my prayer warriors out there do the same. So you guys, change is a major thing in life. Change has to come. And even if you start with self and work your way on to other ways of change, hey, that's what it is. That's how it all starts. So, like I say, I'm going to start with myself. I'm going to work myself on up from my finances to my health to changing my household on to the world. So, it starts right here with this podcast. I appreciate you guys stopping in and listening to my beautiful voice. And hopefully this message has reached out to whomever needs to hear this. And may it continue on, and may you share with others. And you know where I'm at. Also, I'm on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram. And I'm also have my own website, floridagirlfm.com. I also got some merchandise that will be posted on my website coming soon. So you guys can get those t-shirts, those cups. All right, so you guys stay tuned, and I'll have more episodes coming out shortly on change and many other episodes. All right, thank you for listening. All right, until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.